Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That interview with Jeff Luhnow was conducted by our next guest who joins us on the hotline right now. She is one of the sports reporters, the great team over at KPRC Channel 2, Vanessa Richardson, joining us right now on Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, and nice job with getting that interview with Jeff Luhnow yesterday. I guess my first question, Vanessa, is what's your sense on why now for Jeff Luhnow to give his side of the story on everything?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I started talking to he and his wife about doing this a couple of months ago, and he wanted to wait until the Astros were done. He didn't want to step on their toes or try to steal their shine. And I just think that he had taken a few months to gather his thoughts and was ready to tell his side of the story. And I know, you know, like he had talked about a little bit in the interview, he, you know, obviously is a lawyer. And so he's just thought about it for a while and wanted to share his side. And so I was happy to help him do that. And, you know, with, like I've said from the beginning, whether people believe him or not, you know, that wasn't my goal. It was just help him share his side, and then Astros fans can decide for themselves.
I think one of the things he kept coming back to in the interview, which was really interesting, because in my mind, I was kind of going through the timeline as I remember it and the various emails that were disclosed. And one of his points was that a lot of the evidence that was brought up against him is really circumstantial, and there wasn't really a smoking gun that said, hey, this is Jeff Luhnow weighing in on the sign stealing and the relaying to second base specifically. Were there any points where afterwards you thought, okay, well, that maybe there was more of a mismatch there than he was letting on?
I think that what he had evidence of, and definitely compelling evidence of, is that he was a scapegoat in certain situations, right? So he talks about the Brandon Taubman incident, and according to him, you know, he has texts from people that said, thanks for taking one for the team. And he has, you know, these texts that say, don't tell Jeff, when they're talking about Codebreaker. Imagine being able to see people who worked for you, their texts for the last 3 years, right? Like, wouldn't that be crazy? So I think that, you know, I don't know that there was a smoking gun that convinced Rob Manfred that he, you know, knew about cheating, but it all boiled down to the fact that he was copied on a couple of lengthy emails.
Vanessa Richardson, KPRC Channel 2, joining us on Sports Radio 610. She conducted the interview with Jeff Luhnow, which you've heard bits and pieces of throughout the show today. You mentioned Brandon Taubman, Vanessa, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, especially your perspective as a female reporter. We know the story of Brandon Taubman, what he did that ended up getting him fired. As I watched Jeff Luhnow answer your questions about that, I got to wondering, what's the bigger stain for Jeff Luhnow that he felt like he needed to remedy? Is it the perceived role in the sign stealing, or is it the perceived role in the handling of the Brandon Taubman incident by the Astros?
Yeah, I know he definitely, and I told him, you know, before the interview that I had to ask him about some other things that happened, and I'll give him credit. You know, he said that there weren't questions that were off limits, but maybe it's because I'm a female reporter, guys, but that was the thing that I remember. I was like, if I ask about anything other than the cheating, obviously it has to be that, because it was so egregious. I mean, they sent out a press release that said that this female reporter was lying. I just remember how much of a disaster it was, and I'm sure you guys do too. So I think that he wanted to clear up the fact that, according to him, he's not the one that wrote that initial press release. But he, you know, he was the one in Washington, D.C. that gave that press conference that did not go over well before the World Series. So I think that he wanted to clear that up. And again, just that idea of being a scapegoat is something that really seemed heavy on his mind and something that he wanted to clear the air. Again, whether people believe him or not, who knows? But I could tell that when I asked about that, he actually wanted to address it, which I was surprised about.
Were you, I guess there were a couple moments in the interview where I was kind of caught off guard where it looked like he was starting to get choked up because he did a pretty good job the entire time of being very Jeff Luhnow-like.
Right.
But were you caught off guard a little bit by that? And I'm pretty cynical and skeptical of things, so I went back and watched it a few times, and I thought, oh, that looks like genuine emotion. That doesn't look like he added in his notes, show emotion here.
Yeah, I was surprised, and I think that it's interesting that he was getting emotional because he is, like you said, always so professional, so buttoned up, and everybody knows that about him, right? Like, I moved here in August of 2019. I don't have some long history of covering Jeff Luhnow, and even I know, I mean, that he is usually very buttoned up and very professional, but, you know, you're also talking about somebody that had their name, you know, dragged through the mud, whether people think he deserved it or not. And it was hard for him to talk about. He also really never talked about it before on air at all, right? Like, he had, I'm sure, talked about it to his family, to his lawyer, to his friends, but he had never done an interview about it. So that was surprising to me, too. And, Seth, your reaction from people has been the reaction I've gotten a lot of as well, which is I didn't expect him to get that emotional.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he still feels a connection to the organization, said he still roots for them when you asked him about that. Vanessa Richardson joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. He also said that he mentioned Apple Watches, and I thought, Vanessa, early on in the interview, when I heard that answer, I said, okay, that's something we did not know, that we know that he went to A.J. Hinch after the memo was sent from Major League Baseball in 2017, about the Red Sox and the Yankees, and specifically the Apple Watches with the Red Sox. That was the first mention that I can remember of an anecdote being shared about an Apple Watch in the Astros dugout. Do we know that it was an Apple Watch that was being used for the nefarious baseball purposes? What was your reaction when he said that?
I loved it. Seth said that it might have been, one of you said it might have been used for steps, right?
Yeah, that was me.
That did make me laugh. That definitely raised my eyebrows, too. And are we to the point maybe where we're just assuming that most teams were using Apple Watches? Like, I don't, because to your point, Sean, I thought that, too. And I really didn't see anybody say much about that. So, that made me raise my eyebrows. And I think that it's indicative of just how many teams. Look, I'm not saying every team used Apple Watches, that every team was sign stealing, whatever. But I think it is indicative that so much of this is league-wide, right, guys? I mean, the fact that no one's really pointing that out, I think that's crazy. And that was surprising for me to hear.
You know, the other thing that I think at least a couple times, he wanted to make a distinction between decoding signs, picking up on pitchers' tells. Those two things are different and allowable compared to, you know, the trash can and relaying to the runner from the dugout. All of that stuff's very illegal. I think that I get a sense that he's probably getting frustrated with some of the mischaracterization of the things the Astros do that are completely legal.
Yeah, I absolutely think that he is getting frustrated by that, because he talked about, if you watch the full 37-minute interview that's on our website, on click2houston.com, little plug there, he did go into what's legal and what's not. We couldn't put all of it in the interview, but he talked, and most baseball fans will know, right? But he goes at length into pitch tipping. He goes at length into what's legal and illegal. And I go back to, I remember when this first happened, and Bob Costas doing an interview and explaining, you know, it's like you can study for the SAT, but you can't look at your laptop during the test, right? So a lot of quote-unquote sign-stealing is legal, but you can't use technology to do it. And Jeff really went into depth about conversations that he had had with Rob Manfred and other people in baseball in that full interview that I thought was really interesting. But, yeah, I do think he was frustrated because he says in the interview that Rob Manfred says many teams were pitch-tipping and all of that. So, yeah, I think that he was definitely frustrated by that kind of notion that everything is illegal and that, you know, you're not allowed to do anything. And he's kind of saying, hold up, you know, pump the brakes there.
It's Vanessa Richardson, and we DVR'd the interview in our house, Vanessa, but I recommend, if you DVR'd it, I recommend instead going and listening to watching and listening to the full 37-minute interview at click2houston.com. A really good conversation if you're interested in Jeff Luhnow's side of the story of the sign-stealing scandal. A lot of detail, some new stuff in there as well, what Jeff Luhnow's looking to maybe do in his next phase of life, which is very, very interesting, given some vacancies around here, for sure.
Right.
But you can get Vanessa on Twitter, at SportsVanessa on Twitter, and, of course, catch her on KPRC Channel 2. Vanessa, great job, and we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us talking about it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there it is. Vanessa Richardson joining us here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.